T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Brad Choate, meeting with KMOX money man Jordan Goodman. Let's take a look at the numbers.
Retail sales were down 0.1%. That's the third straight monthly decline. Home sales were down 7%. I think higher mortgage rates are affecting that one. Consumer price index up 0.2, which is a little bit less than people have been expecting. That's a 2.2% annual rate of inflation. So that actually makes people feel a little bit better. They don't want inflation to be too hot. Overall, the Dow was up and down, down for the week a little bit, ended the week at 24,946. NASDAQ ended the week at 7,481. Treasury bonds stayed at about 2.8% yield. Oil was up a little bit, up to $62 a barrel. Gold down a little bit, down to 1311 for the week.
Taking a look at the big news stories of the week, President Trump naming a new economic advisor.
So Gary Cohn left because he didn't like the tariffs, and now President Trump's going to bring in Larry Kudlow, who's the famous economist, and he's been on CNBC forever. I think he's going to agree with Trump on most things. They're going to have some clashes on tariffs, but I think he's going to have a very good relationship with him and hopefully moderate some of Trump's more extreme views to stop a trade war internationally.
Looks like interest rates back in the headlines.
So this coming week, the Federal Reserve is going to be raising interest rates. I think they're meeting and probably raise rates another quarter point, probably a total of 3 this year. This will be the first meeting actually chaired by Jerome Powell. So that's what everybody's expecting, is a rate increase this week.
How about Dodd-Frank? What's going on with that?
So the Senate passed a bill, by a pretty big margin actually, weakening some parts of the Dodd-Frank financial bill. Basically, the requirements on community banks, which have been very onerous, are going to be loosened to some extent. They still keep the requirements on the big banks, but it's really been very burdensome for these smaller banks to meet all these regulations. So hopefully that should allow some more lending.
A trio of big corporate names in the news this week.
So Toys R Us is liquidating. About 800 stores will close, laying off about 33,000 workers. They had a leveraged buyout before. They had a huge amount of debt. Amazon took a lot of their business, so it's a real tragedy, but a major retailer basically is liquidating now. iHeartMedia, which is the largest radio company, filed bankruptcy. They had $20 billion in debt. They renegotiated $10 billion of it, but they're going to try to reorganize and continue operations while in bankruptcy. And then Remington, the gun maker, so it looks like they're going to file for bankruptcy as well because of lower gun sales. So 3 pretty big companies in financial troubles there.
We're talking with Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, time to transition on to the mergers of the week.
So Broadcom had been trying to take over Qualcomm for $117 billion. President Trump stepped in and said, no, you can't do that because Broadcom is based in Singapore and he's worried about national security. So that was would have been the largest deal in technology history. That one got called off. SJW, a water company, is buying Connecticut Water Service for $750 million. Apple is buying what's called Next Issue Media, which has a lot of magazines, distribution of magazines all over the place. And then a very successful initial public offering this week, Zscaler, which is in the cloud security business. Their IPO came out and the stock immediately doubled. So the environment for IPOs is getting better.
And now, last but not least, the Rogues Gallery.
So at Nike, two of the top executives, Trevor Edwards and Jamie Martin, were fired in the middle of for surprising a lot of people for what they call inappropriate workplace behavior. They didn't specify, but I think we know what that means. Mm-hmm. Trevor Edwards was in line to take over Nike. He was the number two guy, so very, very high executives there. Elizabeth Holmes, who had run this company called Theranos, which was a real hot company for a while, it got up to $9 billion in value. It turns out the SEC said the entire thing was a fraud. She stole $700 million from investors. She had said that it was a blood test that could predict all kinds of diseases, and it was in all kinds of pharmacies. It turns out it didn't work. She knew about that, so she's basically been thrown out. $500,000 fine as well, So Theranos is going to be dissolving. Then there's a woman named Amy Forte, who worked at Morgan Stanley, who did $10 million of churning, of kind of excess trading, for the account of Roy Speer, who was the founder of Home Shopping Network. He then died. She had an affair with him to get the account, and then she did this excess trading, and the widow sued her and Morgan Stanley. She got fired. Morgan Stanley's paying a $38 million fine for that one. At Equifax, the chief information officer, a guy named Yung Ying, was indicted this week on insider trading. He was on the inside and knew that Equifax was about to tell the world that 147 million Americans were having their IDs hacked, basically, this big data breach. And he exercised $1 million worth of options and sold Equifax stock before that came out. They found him, and then now they've indicted him. So an interesting gallery of rogues this week.
That's right. Jordan Goodman. If you want to learn more, check out his website, moneyanswers.com. I'm Brad Choate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.